One in six middle school students in Hawaii reported being physically abused by their date. The number is slightly higher for reports of sexual abuse, according to the 2017 Youth Risk Behavior Survey. But violence is often preceded by other forms of abuse, says Nancy Creedman, CEO of the Domestic Violence Action Center.
The emotional abuse, the verbal abuse, intimidation, isolation. I don't think we do a good job of helping people understand the range of healthy relationships and the red flags or the warning signs of a less healthy relationship.
The adolescent years are formative ones for the way individuals approach relationships as adults.
There is not a blueprint for young people to look at, and often our role models, whether they be celebrities or parents, may or may not be demonstrating the best examples of healthy relationships. I think we could do a better job.
Abuse at this age increases the future risk of substance abuse, poor academic performance, suicide attempts, and violence in future relationships, but it can be prevented.
It's really about empowering our youth to recognize what they deserve.
Kili'i Byer does educational outreach and prevention for the center's Teen Alert program.
A lot of times adults perceive youth relationships as just kind of like puppy love, or it's not going to last, or you'll know when you get to be my age what it really means to be in a relationship. And I feel that that does our youth a disservice.
Over the past 13 years, Byer has seen a heightened awareness among Hawaii teens as to the complexities of abuse.
It's really about one person trying to control or take away their partner's power. And that can happen through all kinds of things, like limiting who they spend their time with, controlling what they wear, demanding that they unfriend people.
Byer is concerned, however, with technology. He says the proliferation of smartphones and social media sites is really opening the door to unhealthy relationship behaviors.
They feel like it's their right to know who their partner's texting or who they're friends with on social media. And if they feel jealous, then sometimes they may ask their partner to stop being friends with some people, or think it's their right to demand their password. Really, it just kind of comes down to this lack of trust, and sometimes the technology makes it, I think, easier for people to make assumptions about what is happening, even if that's not true.
The Teen Alert program has worked with nearly 78,000 Hawaii teens since it began in 2002. Creedman says prevention is about naming things, giving teens the vocabulary for different forms of abuse, but also the permission to decide what they deserve. Kuvei Hirishi, HPR News.